song starts right back before World War II. New Market's kind of coastal New Hampshire. We have 18 miles of coastline, but they're quality miles. The thing I like, when I first moved there, is I realized that the Portsmouth Naval Yard is located across the river in Kittery, Maine. I think that's the fool of the Russians. Starts right back before World War II. New Market's kind of coastal New Hampshire. We have 18 miles of coastline, but they're quality miles. The thing I like, when I first moved there, is I realized that the Portsmouth Naval Yard is located across the river in Kittery, Maine. I think that's the fool of the Russians. Used to come to town from the naval base, looking for a stiff drink and a pretty face. Hang around the whorehouses all night long. Well, some were drifters and some were bums. Some just waited for the war to come. Out behind the factory with a bottle and a factory girl. In that small town on the river. Just a small town on the river. Well, that December war broke out. Many a woman lost her man. Some wrote from overseas, some didn't, and their women didn't understand. And the whores left for the harbor towns where the business was still good. Now the factory girls put in double shifts, worked as much time as they could in that small town on the river. Just a small town on the river. Well, some men came home aces and some were carried home. All of them were heroes, no man was left alone. Some took jobs, some went to school, some found they'd fathered kids. Well, most men tried but could not forget. Some wound up on the skids in that small town on the river. Just a small town on the river. Years later, the town remains the same. One mill burnt down, another one was built. The paychecks now come from a different name. And at the Eagles and the Legion halls, no one seems to age. With the same jokes told in the TV on, the paper open to the sports page. In that small town on the river. Just a small town on the river. And I was talking with a bartender last night at the PAC. A Navy man from World War II, sharp dresser though he don't have to be. And over a double bourbon, he said, I'll tell you man to man. Well, this town died 40 years ago, son. Get out while you can. It's just a small town on the river. Well, nothing but a small town on the river. Well, nothing but a small town on the river. Thanks again.
Wait till Mom hears about this.
Okay.
I wanted to leave you kind of down because I'm basically a joyless human being. I was driving along the road a while back, driving along somewhere, listening to an NPR station because, God, I'm such an intellectual. And they were just ending this classical music show and about to go into a country and western and a bluegrass show. But I think it was a holiday weekend or snow weekend. For some reason, the bluegrass disc jockey was late, so the classical guy had to cover for him. And I never thought you could hear anybody sweat over the radio before. So there was this Beethoven quartet that ended, and then there were about 15 seconds of dead air, and on came a bluegrass song, then there were about 30 seconds of nothing. And finally this voice came on and said, "That last selection was by Bill Munro and the Bluegrass Boys, Rebel Records 056327. The piece was entitled The Pig Squealer's Breakdown. I believe the part of the pig was played by the mandolin. Our next selection